is Sunday morning, August the 12th, 2018. This is, the title is Meditation versus Medication. Meditation versus Medication. We're looking at two masters here, Matthew 6. Probably my most taught scripture, set of scriptures. Because it clearly defines the two masters. Now, I know when Brother Capps used to teach about, you know, you let the Lord lead you off the medicine, and Brother Hagin also did too, and I agree with that. I believe if you've been on medication, you don't need to just jump off because, well, that's what it says, I need to do it. No, you need to be led because God knows where you are, and He knows when to tell you now's the time, you know. Okay. The two masters, Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in. So he's talking about anything that's trusted in other than God, you could consider mammon. Now, the Lord is merciful. He's teaching us how to come out of a system we've been in our whole life. Kind of like when they came out of Egypt, they never did acclimate. They never really got it. But we don't have to be like them today. We can get it. God's showing us how, what's better, what's more profitable today. He's teaching us how to get used to walking in His ways and quit being so used to this natural world and everything that we've always done. Okay. Therefore, I tell you, stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above more excellent than clothing? You know, the root to everything that we suffer today is about care. In some form or fashion, you can trace it back to care about ourselves, fear. Fear of the care and fear, same thing. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much worth much more than they? That's probably one of the biggest political issues of our day and has been for forever is health care. Health care. And who of you by worrying and being anxious can add one unit of measure, cubic, to his stature, to the span of his life? Why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his magnificence, excellence, dignity, and grace was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow is tossed into the furnace, will He not much more surely clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat, or what are we going to have to drink, or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. He wants to care for us. Don't we get it? He's our health care. He's our whatever we need. For the Gentiles, heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So do not worry, be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own, sufficient for each day is its own trouble. You know, when Jesus came, what did He start doing? He started healing. Because it's one of the biggest things in any culture. He started healing people. He started showing fathers care. He introduced fathers care. This is part of the gospel. It's not just you need to get born again. It is. But it's also fathers care. He forgave your sins. Then He healed your diseases. It's all the same salvation plan. Because those are the two biggest things in our lives right there. Where we're headed and being healthy. You can have lots of money and not have good health then what good does it do you? That's why Jesus, he went, started healing, taking care of. They saw the Father's love and Father's heart. We were talking about that yesterday too. If someone that's been suffering and the Lord heals them, man, you don't have to go have programs and big bashes to get some interest, to get the youth in, or anything else. If you got the power of God showing up, somebody's healed, they're going to be lined up for miles. I remember Kathy Walters talking about these little girls that they had a cat and they were gone somewhere, and so the cat got sick and died, so the mother buried the cat. And the little girls came home and said, "Where's the cat?" "Well, he died and I buried him." "Mom, why did you do that?" "They went and dug up the cat." When they brought the cat home, the cat was alive, had this mean look on his face. You know what that did? It opened the door. Everybody in the neighborhood started coming to them for their pets to be healed. They thought, well, if God can heal my pet, he can heal me. A revival with these little girls. Just you look like childlike faith. They said, "Mom, don't ever do that again." Simple. Just believing. They're not full of all this crud that we have been full of in the world. Children are just innocent. They're oblivious to anything bad. They're just playing their little silly games and they just trust. Well, that's the way the kingdom of God is. Okay, Joshua 1:8. Joshua had some big shoes to fill. And the Lord told him to do this so he would be a success. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night." How long? How much? 24/7? I know there's nights that I'm all over the bed, but I've got scriptures running over in me and things are going over in me all the time. "You shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success." The Lord basically told Joshua, keep looking in the mirror of God's word. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So when we're looking at the word, we're meditating. Meditate, well, I wrote it down here. This is to murmur or to ponder. To murmur or to ponder. Some people like it in another, I don't know where that is, but it was, I'd heard taught that it was like chewing the cud. A cow's always chewing iron, you know. The Word of God, we're always chewing on the Word of God. It's going around and around and around. I know there's been some times in my life where I just prayed in the Spirit and I focused on certain things and I saw some improvement in the area because of meditating. And that this is essential to healing. It's like this. I know Brother Hagin, you know, he had an incurable blood disease and several things. It was three diseases. One would have killed him. But he would lay in that bed, and he said, "I saw myself in the casket. I saw him, you know, roll me down the aisle. I saw him throw the dirt on my casket, blah, blah, blah." Well, he started reversing that. He started seeing himself up doing. He started seeing himself preaching the word. He saw, you know, walking down the street and doing those things. So we don't need the pain and the dreading of another day to have to face this in our minds. We need to be looking at the answer, like, I see myself running down the street, or I see myself eating that cake, or I see myself doing something that I have not been able to do. See, that's what God wants for you. What is that doing? The image of the answer is bigger in you than the pain or whatever adversity you might face. That's what meditation does. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, you know what? The world proves it. What's a premeditated murderer? He's meditated on that, stewed, or made premeditated crimes, whatever. Okay. This is what medication is, to impregnate with a medical substance. That's the way of the system. God's way is meditation, contemplation, or reflection. It's mental exercise. See yourself well. See, if it's on finances, picture yourself having the things that you so desire. That big house, cooking and doing what you want. Or that car, that Jeep rolling down the road, you know, with the yellow Jeep or whatever. This is how we create, you understand? The word creates. It's all in here first. And then we just go to bed and get up, Mark says. It's working, but we don't know how. We don't care, just so it does. Then when the harvest comes, you put in the sickle. And it's all rest, see? But we're just thinking about it, and it's going around and around in our mind. Till one day it goes from there to there. You can touch it with your hand. It becomes tangible. It'll work with healing, it'll work with finances, it'll work with a car, with a house, with a whatever. The Lord didn't make it complicated. He didn't make it complicated. He sent His word to heal. In whatever aspect that means, there's people need healing in all kinds of areas. Okay, it's a spiritual problem like we read in James. Calling for the doctor, that's the system. People are always trying to, if they don't see, they get prayed for, and they don't see results. Well, if I'm not better in a couple of days, I'm going to the doctor. Meditation is calling for the spiritual leaders, the kingdom of God. Medicate or meditate, the choice is yours. Be cautious about medication. That's, when I had that, the Lord said that it masks symptoms. And this is what mask means. Failing to present or produce the usual symptoms. It's just masking the symptoms that you're having to make you think you're well when you aren't. That's a counterfeit. That's brass. It's not healing anything. It's hiding the fact. And you have to keep taking it over and over and over and over and over and over and keep going back. I know Brother Hagin used to say, I tell my people, give me at least as much time you give the doctor. If he says come back Monday, you come back Monday. If you come back Thursday, you come back Thursday. He said, at least give the Lord as much time as you do the doctor. You know, give the Word of God time. Sometimes it happens quick, and sometimes it's not as quick. Okay. You receive brass, not gold. A mask is a masquerade or a disguise. Well, we give you a quick fix here. We'll get you out of pain. There's the lure. It's temporal, fleshly, and fleeting. Most become dependent on it in the devil's game and no lasting result. This is the world's healthcare system. I was talking to my friend. Her husband went in the hospital about a month ago, and he's lost 55 to 60 pounds. I thought, this is not healthcare, this is death care. Okay, if I could have just had a little bit of time, if I could just get these people, just give me a little time, we'll get you well. Most become dependent on it in the devil's game and no lasting results, okay? Learning to meditate, you see it for what it is and you use God's word as your medication. You will be a success. You'll receive the gold. It'll be gone. It won't be recurring. This is real healing. Diet's just an arm of the world system. Beware, it is subtle. Most of healthcare, they will tell you that it's all of these things you eat, all these things you don't eat, all these things you should do, or all these things you should not do. Am I right? Every bit of it stems right back to that. Now, I'm not against if the Lord's told you to do something, you do something, but we have to face the reality. The devil is the god of this sense realm, this system. We're the kingdom of God. We're like an embassy in this system. We act differently. They act like the devil and his bunch. We act like God and his bunch. All in the same place. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, it says, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Our walk is a walk of the Spirit. This is how we are to be controlled in our life. Not by diets. See, in the old covenant, they were under rules of diet. And I couldn't find that scripture. I didn't really search very long. But it was hard for them to grasp a hold of the kingdom of God and the way Jesus healed and everything, because they were used to the law. And they had rituals, rules of diet, washing of hands and platters and all this junk. Well, that was the law. The law was under the arm of the flesh. They didn't have Jesus yet, so they couldn't be spiritually led. They are not spiritual people. They were natural people. You could say, when you say the system, that's natural. But God's way is spiritual. Okay, hear me. Look at this scripture here. This is Galatians 5. This is how God leads us. The sons of God are led, Romans 8:14, are led by the Spirit of God. But the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such thing there is no law that can bring a charge. So, how do you maintain your temperance in the kingdom of God? Well, I call it the fasting lifestyle. You learn to tell your body, no, you can't have that. Or you can't have another one of that. You know, it's like when that you've had one piece of pie and your body is craving that other piece of pie and you say no. It can be in anything. But that's how the Spirit leads us. He gives us temperance, self-control on the inside that's telling us, okay, you've had enough. That's what the fasting lifestyle is. A lot of people like get real into fasting. That's just fleshly. You can't change God by fasting. But you know what fasting does? It brings that flesh under control. So you can get that flesh out of the way so you can hear God better. But what, it's better than going on a 3-day fast, and it's painful and it's horrible. Just listening all the time on the inside of you, checking yourself, see if you're in the faith here, make sure you're not overdoing it, and if you are, rearing it back. Tell your body, you don't get any more for a couple of days. Isn't that easier than putting ourselves through all this self-discipline? Yeah. Okay, we're pulling down some strongholds here this morning. Okay. All right. I think I've said enough about that. Well, no, I haven't said enough. Just a minute. What I said to you earlier, that what strongholds do is they give you the wrong perception. They keep you from having the right perception about things. That's why we get off into tangents and off into excesses, because we don't see the whole picture, the true picture, because we have obstruction in the way. Now, I've talked to you before. If you've got a mountain range before you, you're not going to see truly what's on the other side until the mountains are not there anymore. And that's what strongholds are. Okay, Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ. the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works. This is the first foundation of our abandonment of dead works and of the faith by which you turn to God. So learning to walk by faith is the foundation of the faith. God's wanting to take us higher, but we're still in sandbox here. Just learning to not give in to the flesh and the ways of the flesh and walking by the Spirit. Diets are bondage, freedom, sons of God led by the Spirit of God. You are free. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Period. Jesus declared all food is clean. How does God correct imbalances? It's called fasting. Fasting. The fasting lifestyle. It denies the flesh, especially when it's an overindulgence. Satan's strongholds makes you think God's faith is a lie. So you can have a stronghold and you're convinced that something that the Word says is true, you say, no, it's a lie. God's stronghold makes you know that Satan is the liar. See, Satan is calling God a liar. That's what a stronghold does. Well, hath God said? Many in the body of Christ teach using medication is fine, but I believe it is an obstacle to our faith. Does God need our help? Duh.